The 10 o'clock hour of Woolsey and Tally
begins now. Let's wrap up the calls. We'll circle back to this after our 10:15 announcements. Kind of wanted to come up with a good quote from him that would tip everyone off and give everybody a hint, but it's not like we're adding chili to the program.
Oh, there's some good ones, though.
Okay, we'll ask him about that.
You know the best one he's got. I mean, besides flinching, there's another one.
It's only a secret for 8 more minutes. Can we just hold it for 8 minutes?
No, I haven't said anything.
I didn't know this was a secret either.
We didn't say anything.
You gotta compete.
Let's talk to Josh at Kenosha. Josh, thanks for holding on, buddy. Are you feeling better about the Packers' chances of winning the division after both teams ahead of them won while the Packers were idle?
Okay, so if this makes sense, I'm indifferent because I didn't have them win the division anyway. Had them in second.
Okay.
Just based on how last year ended.
Hmm.
I don't think the Vikings are going to keep the pace they're at. Although they do look good and they kind of did win like Detroit. You found a way to win. You got to steal a couple games every regular season. You got to.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, outside of those turnovers, you know, one sloppy game, does that mean they're not the class of the NFC anymore? I don't think so. Everyone has a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
If the Packers clean up the turnovers and the pre-snap penalties, as Tausch said, I think they're going to be in a good position to fight for the division, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to overtake the Lions. Yeah, well, it's going to come down to the last week of the season, and it's going to be down to tiebreakers. As a Bears fan, I don't know what it's like to see a good quarterback, but I do think Jordan Love is a good one. So I'm just curious to see what they did on this bye week. They need to come out, and as a Bears fan, they need to put up 40. They needed to have a complete dominating game to just get that momentum through Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I do think they'll make a run.
Wait, Josh, you're a Bears fan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, which is great. I know, I heard him. I was just confirming. Because...
Okay. I was wondering if you'd like...
It was more of a rhetorical question. Because here's my reason for my surprise. Are you listening to us instead of... You know, Kappa J. Hood or Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, because you just don't want to hear about how bad things are for your team, and you're just hanging out with us. Or what's your listening pattern?
Welcome, come on in. Come
the water's on over. Warm.
We like it.
I'm actually working in Madison right now. I'm actually along the Beltline. Born and raised in Kenosha. Whole family's Packer fans. My dad's from Rockford, and I grew up loving that hard smash-mouth defense.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Bears had. But I always watch the Packers, too, and Brett Favre is arguably one of my most favorite players to have watched. He made the game fun.
He did.
So I'm in Madison working temporarily, so I got ESPN Madison on. Love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just sports. Love talk shows and stuff, and arguably, one of my favorite offensive linemen was Tausch. Dude, played
arguably.
The right
you know
way.
What? Rack him.
Give an entry.
My new favorite.
One of the smartest offensive linemen as well.
Okay.
I think you made it on that earlier.
I'm sorry. We're starting to lose the connection.
Really?
Hey, Eberflus.
Connection on the Beltline.
I can't quite hear
hey,
you
Jason,
anymore.
Hey, Jason. So. He brings up
Thanks
an interesting
call,
question.
That you're smart.
If Jordan Love had been drafted to the Bears, is he still in the league?
We don't have time to explore that right now.
That is a fascinating... Jesse, put that down on the docket of things we want to talk about, because they haven't ruined Caleb Williams yet. But if they continue, they will. He looks... I mean... Wow. Wow.
Right,
they have put him in a blender.
This is a fantastic topic. We will ask the Cap Man when he joins us at 11. Let's get to one last call so we can get to Barry. And it's Jesse's good. I'm sorry. Oh, Eric, I mean. Eric in Green Bay is what I meant.
You kidding me?
Eric, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you doing?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. Sorry I called you Barry there. That was my mistake.
That's all right. We'll take it. At least not Joe Barry, but.
That's true. Good for him. Are you feeling like Tausch?
I'm not feeling like Tausch, but I guess it's an interesting question because after the Lions game, you know, that took your confidence down, you know, like, I don't know, say 2 to 3 pegs. And kind of given the performance from both Minnesota and Detroit, you know, like, it kind of puts you up like half a peg. So am I feeling better than I was earlier this season? We were kind of on a run. No, but kind of seeing how both teams showed their warts to some extent. They definitely looked beatable. I would say mathematically, right? I'm not feeling better about us winning the division if two teams ahead of us got wins. Mm-hmm. But as far as our ability to compete and possibly make a playoff run in a wild card situation, yeah, absolutely.
So I think this is interesting.
Do any of these teams, because the Bears have not played a divisional game, anybody losing to the Bears? Is everybody going 2-0?
No.
Somebody's losing to him?
Yeah.
Who?
No, I don't know yet. I'll have to think about that. Thanks for the call, Eric. I would say this first of all.
Green Bay getting beat this week. It's the vibe I'm getting from you.
I would say this. I think it's good that they didn't fire Eberflus today.
Not yet.
Because the energy, the energy that could come from a move like that would create some apprehension for me. That's just my opinion. If I were a Packers fan, what I am a fan of is this read about Tito's, in which Tausch always says so beautifully and poetically, "Oh, pour me in, Coach."
We might be talking to a young man here. Tito's handmade vodka on game day that. I would used to always ask, please pour me in, Coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling a game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
A big announcement is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Anyone in your life who's worse at keeping secrets than me?
That's a good question. You're bad.
I'm bad.
You're bad.
This time, though, I kept it a secret, and then I kind of stumbled at the finish line, like 5 meters from the tape, and may have said someone's name that I didn't intend to say. But I don't think anybody noticed.
We can go with that. I'm good with that. Sure.
All right. Time for the big news. And that is this. And this is, talk about full circle moments. Because I remember living in Madison when we first started. I wasn't part of the team when we first started, Good Karma Brands. But Steve and Craig used to talk about Barry Alvarez all the time and talk with Barry Alvarez all the time. And I'm sure he thought they were a pair of big-time knuckleheads at the time. And now, Barry Alvarez is our teammate. And even though Craig doesn't like this phraseology, I know this. He works for Craig. Because Barry Alvarez Badgers legend, former head coach, former athletic director, and oh, by the way, not just a UW Athletic Hall of Famer, but also a College Football Hall of Famer, is now our teammate at ESPN Wisconsin. I gotta say, for his first day of work, him not showing up for our conversation with him, less than ideal. Not a lot of new employees could get away with that sort of thing. But Barry Alvarez.
No, but yeah, I think
talent outs.
It happens, but it's. I don't think we've been Jesse. How long? Great Dane Huddle's been going all season, correct?
Yeah, so Barry has actually joined every show of the Great Dane Huddle up to this point since the season kicked off in early September.
Without his name on the marquee.
Yes, and now everything is official. It's good to go, and technically tonight is his official debut, even though he's been part of the show for 2 months on ESPN Madison.
It's kind of a practice squad guy. They were just trying to figure out whether they liked him or not.
He elevated himself.
He did. Are his elevators lined up at this point as an analyst?
Well, so I think at this point in time, obviously, you know, coach is, I don't even know how old he is, but what's beautiful about this is he's had a little time. Obviously, he's not been the athletic director now for a few years. There's always that little time where you maybe aren't going to speak quite as freely as you normally would. My hunch is that just listening to the clips, and I've been able to catch some of their show with Tark and Derek, and I think Gravy is doing it with him, right? Jesse, it's been Gravy?
Alex Gravatt, Gravy, yes.
Does anyone else call him Gravy? Does everyone call him Gravy?
Yeah. I almost think everybody does, and if they don't, they should.
When
you look at all this, you could just tell he has been very blunt in his analysis of what's going on. He's got a lot of strong opinions.
Unfiltered.
And I'll be honest with you. I think at this point in his life, he doesn't give two blanks. He's going to speak his mind completely and utterly, and that makes for good radio.
So his technical title as our teammate now is on-air host and brand ambassador, which, again, If you're looking for a brand ambassador, it's a pretty good one to have. Also, let's give Tarek Saleh and Derek Engler their due. The huddle, the football huddle, it's had a few different iterations, but this is the 20th year of them doing it.
Yeah,
the Great Dane Huddle, and they are terrific. Like they are. I cannot underscore how much fun those two are. Former teammates who've kept doing this weekly show together. But they both played for Barry Alvarez. So now you add him to the mix, which has been happening for the last 8 or 9 weeks, and now officially is happening. And it is fantastic. Like, I would recommend, especially when things are not going all that well for the Badgers, he does not pull any punches. And he has been a fantastic addition. So you can check that out. Previous episodes of the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Wisconsin's website, wisconsinondemand.com. Now, he makes his technical debut as a teammate tonight. Jesse?
Okay.
Is that confirmed?
It is, yes, can confirm. So, and one of the, we were wondering whether or not Barry would be able to join us for this announcement. He is flying back from Dallas, where he took in Barry Alvarez's grandson's game yesterday. Oof. You may have seen.
Yeah.
Didn't
Jake Ferguson
particularly well for
what
the
happens
the
if
Cowboys.
He ends up being offered the interim coaching job if they get rid of Mike tomorrow?
Well, then we might have another announcement to make.
Would he still do the Great Dane Huddle?
I am sure that Barry would coach the Cowboys bowl game if offered the opportunity. But I don't know if they're going to be eligible for one by season's end.
They're not going to be. They will not be. It's over.
All right. So tune into the Great Dane Huddle to hear Derek and Tarek and Barry and Gravy Again, Jesse, I don't want to get interrupted by old T. How many people, I've heard him referred to as Alex G. I've heard him referred to as G. Gravy, is that caught on, or am I misinformed?
Yes. Alex Gravatt is apparently in at least one circle known as Gravy, and he told Tausch that one time. So now Tausch has decided to run with Gravy, even though no one else in our team calls him Gravy. So you can do that if you want. Alex G is what we typically refer to him as. But yes, G hosts the show with Tarek Derek and now Barry Alvarez. The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez. Official. Starting tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN Madison. And you can live video stream starting tonight as well on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
So there you have it. Is he gonna, do you feel like at some point you'll get to convince him to come on our show? So I feel like he's done every show but ours lately.
No doubt Barry will be able to hop on with us at some point. It's just flying back today, a little tough time with the announcement coinciding with the flight taking off. So understandable why he wasn't able to join us for the big announcement, but all the more reason to tune into him tonight at 6 o'clock.
I would like to have the guys ask him, since he was at the game, if his seats were in the same place as where the ball was thrown to his grandson and or C.D. Lamb. Staring into the sun. I don't remember this being quite as big of an issue as it has become for AT&T Stadium. I know I had noticed it previously, but like in games that I covered there, I feel like they were night games and it was a non-factor, or it was later in the year and the sun had set by the time the game was going on. And Jerry Jones refuses to put up curtains. Did you see this, Tausch? Is this?
I did. Yeah, I don't think anything Jerry does should be overanalyzed. It's about what Jerry thinks is going to be good for the brand of the Dallas Cowboys.
And his wide receiver not seeing the ball.
Jumbotron is too low, and they punt the ball into it. And it's like, well, deal with it. That's what we're doing. And for whatever reason, it's allowed. That makes no sense. I think it's a kind of a microcosm of why the Cowboys have fallen short of their lofty expectations for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a rocket science type situation here.
All right, we will. We're actually going to get to play trivia on a Monday for the first time in a long time. In fact, let's do that right now. Jesse, I assume you cobbled together a high quality sports weekend recap series of trivia questions today. Is that correct?
Well, that is exactly what we did today. Yep. Sports weekend recap trivia.
All right. Well, Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions. His team still won. That is not one of the questions now that I double check. Caller 5 right now. Caller 5 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Then we'll circle back to our Packers conversation after that. Caller number 5 to play trivia, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go!
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Tim in Madison. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll do well in trivia. The category is the sports weekend recap. Tausch, you are scheduled to ask question 1. Would you like to do that?
I would love to. With a win this weekend, which Big Ten football team secured their first 10-win season in its program's history? Is it Indiana, Rutgers, or UC Davis?
All
Indiana.
Yes, sir.
Didn't watch UC Davis get its ninth win of the year over Montana on Saturday night?
No, you're a big FCS guy.
I thought
I was wondering what the joke was there. Like, what was going to be laughable about that? That's great for UC Davis. Good for them.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. Question
really
two.
So what I've realized
is I need to stop asking questions asking which team for question one, because there's just not that many funny answers that exist in that situation.
Okay.
So I'm just going to avoid that from now on. We're not going to ask
just
what
put
team
not in
did
there twice.
This.
Do two double negatives so that we don't really know what the hell you're even asking.
So do we want to? So we're going to stop what we're doing and figure out how we could have improved the first question. So, I'm totally in on that.
You want to do not UCLA, and that would have been better.
No, how about with a win this weekend, which Big Ten team secured its first 10-win season in program history? Indiana, Rutgers, or the Milwaukee Bucks? Oh, wait, we're going to have to wait a really long time for them to get to their 10th win.
Oh, that would have been a burn. And probably accurate.
I wasn't trying to take shots at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just looking. I'm just trying to help.
Trying real hard.
Question two, Tim. They're just trying real hard. Okay. Question two, Tim. Speaking of teams that are trying real hard, this has become one of Jesse's favorite questions because it requires minimal effort. He looks at all the scores, and he says, oh, this is the team that scored the most points this weekend.
So you're onto this one, huh?
Which NFL team scored the most points on Sunday? Was it the Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, or the Philadelphia Eagles?
I know the Cardinals blew out the Jets. I'm going to say Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals beat the Jets 31-6. But the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys and Mike McCarthy 34-6. So,
with Barry Alvarez in attendance.
Sounds like.
Yeah. So there you go. By the way, Tim. Both teams were either outscored or tied by the Thursday night game, which the Ravens won 35-34, so Jesse was being a little tricky there. All you, Tausch.
Oh, because he said on Sunday. All right. Wisconsin men and women's basketball played a doubleheader on Sunday at the Kohl Center. Which of these teams was not one of the opponents either of the Badgers teams hosted and defeated Sunday? Is it Georgetown, Central Michigan, Appalachian State,
or the Bucks?
No, it wasn't part of it.
I know men's basketball played Appalachian State, and the girls played Georgetown. I don't know what the third team you said was, though. So whatever that was.
You know what? We'll give it to him.
Nailed it.
I like it.
Really good deductive reasoning there.
That was great. And I believe the Marquette men play Central Michigan tonight. Maybe I'm the only one who knows that fact.
I have no idea.
So, Tim?
Do they really?
I think so,
look at
actually.
That. They sure do. Wow. I pulled that team out of nowhere.
I thought maybe there was synergy there. You can listen to Marquette Men's Basketball on the flagship ESPN Milwaukee, called by Homer.
Wow.
All right, Tim. Well, that's a happy accident, as Bob Ross might say. Tim, you got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have the Philadelphia Eagles figured anything out? Are you in any way changing your opinion about them? Because you were not impressed with them. The Philadelphia Eagles right now are winning the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Has your opinion changed about them at all?
Yeah, I think they've gotten better. I don't think anyone trusts their coach. And I do think coaching matters. Their defense, I think, as I think Fangio's their coordinator, I think they've gotten a lot better. But I like that matchup. And I know Green Bay had some trouble with Saquon and some of the stuff. But I just do not trust, and I don't think very many people up there trust Sirianni. But, yes, Philadelphia talent-wise, I've said Philadelphia talent-wise is as good as anybody in the NFC. I don't know if they can put it all together. They've done a nice job. Dallas stinks. Dallas is done. Dallas is over. JR, it's done. Bobby, the dream sequence, over. Victoria Principal, done. It's done. It's done. It's done.
At some point, I would like to play what Micah Parsons said about our guy Big Mike and discuss that, even though we're not a Cowboys-centric show. We will not be spending any time on the New York Jets, because apparently they're not spending a whole lot of time trying to win either based on their performance on Sunday. But I do want to get back to our conversation about the Packers. We'll do that coming up. Tausch, you're dreaming fearlessly about this team, even though they didn't even play a game this weekend. But you better ensure carefully
Packer
and stop turning the ball over.
So you know that's right, Packer fans. Get ready for some game day excitement. Next time we're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's something for everyone. Visit us at Titletown to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
We'll check out your responses to our poll question and a few tweets and maybe even a YouTube comment or two. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the turning. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
Checking in on the poll question. You're gaining ground. I'll say that.
Okay.
And you've never been afraid of being a man on an island.
Yeah, I'm all right out there. Me and the skipper and Marianne and Ginger.
A free shower door. So,
how do you think that show would do in today's climate? Could that show make it?
Because of the...
No, just the fracturedness of the... Like, if Gilligan's Island did a reboot and went on Netflix, is it a hit?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess my question is, how well is it written?
Dallas did this, and it was a hit until JR passed. Then it went imploded. But what I didn't get last night, I was flipping around watching. I thought the Lions game was a blowout, so I didn't really watch. And so now these shows that are streaming only are now going on basic CBS, like the show Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Which is a good show. I have not watched a ton of it, but it's a good program.
Never watched it.
And it was on streaming. And now, because it's popular, CBS is thinking, well, it's popular here. Let me pluck that. And then I'm going to put it on all of it, because then I was watching, I like Comedy Central. It's on Comedy Central? Yellowstone?
Wait, it was a commercial for it was on.
No. The show was on.
What?
Comedy Central.
Yeah. I have not watched it, but my understanding is it's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy. That's my point.
Are you sure?
Yes. If I'm bored, like The Office, I love watching The Office, or Seinfeld is typically on. At both shows, it's like you watching that foolishness you do.
Law and Order.
All of a sudden, I see this is on CBS, and it's on Comedy Central. And I'm wondering, what the hell's going on? It's not a comedy. I don't get it. So that's why I'm asking, Gilligan's Island, you did a reboot, and put that on Netflix. Is it a hit?
If it's well-written, and people actually find things funny on it, yes. If it's the exact same... no, I don't think so. You're up to 20.2%, I'm happy to report.
Yeah, I think anything less, anything around 25%, I feel like I'm right where I should be.
Tausch feels even better about the Packers' chances of winning the NFC North, even though both the Lions and Vikings won. Do you agree with old T? Yes, I feel better too, 20.2%. No, I feel the same, 62.8%. No, I feel worse, 17%. So that means 79.8% of you do not feel better about the Packers' chances of winning the division. Now, that is not a question about do you feel good about them winning the Super Bowl? Do you feel good about them, you know, all the other stuff that could still happen. It is just about the division because winning the division, as Mike McCarthy taught us, is the first step. You get a home playoff game, maybe even get a bye. But that's why the goal was the first goal on the goal sheet is to win the NFC North. And
would
he
Packer
did that a lot.
Fans take it right now if they're the 5 seed and it's a divisional game in Detroit? You win your first round, wild card weekend, and right now, as we sit here, would they be content being the 5 seed, having to go play the 4 seed on the road in the first round, and then having to go to Detroit in the conference semis?
So the 4 seed.
Are we content with that?
So the 4 seed will most likely be
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Thank you for finishing my sentence. We can delve further into that coming up because now I want to. Can I think about that before I answer?
Yeah, sure.
Jesse, also not to be that guy, but
actually the 4 seed probably is going to be San Fran. Now that I'm thinking about it,
because you think so?
Yeah, San Fran's going to have to slog to get there. San Fran's going to maybe be 10 wins. I'm guessing even though Atlanta lost to the Saints, Lord knows how that happened, interim coach bump, which is why I didn't want the Bears to lose and potentially lose Eberflus. But it could be San Fran is going to sludge because even though Carolina won, I'm guessing Atlanta's going to get a little, you know, Atlanta's got 6 wins already. They play a lot of, I mean, they're going to play the Saints again. They'll beat them. The Panthers twice. They got
division.
Some big-time games left.
Things are falling apart for Tampa Bay. Yeah. All right, so you think at 5-4, but getting healthy and healthier, because it's not like they're getting Brandon Ayuk back, but getting healthier and with their wide receiver trying to choke the long snapper, which
was
less
tough
than ideal yesterday. Former Packer Tabor Pepper. You think that they will be the 4 seed, and if the Packers are the 5 seed, they would play them, right? Two versus 7, 3 versus 6, 4, 5. It would almost be better to be an even lower seed if it happens that way, don't you think?
San Fran is no doubt. I'd rather play Washington.
Bring them or
but
fling
I don't
them.
Want to play. I don't think we'd want to play Philly, and I think we'd be fine. I think we'd like to play Washington or Atlanta. If Washington can win the division, I think we'd feel good. But my point on this whole thing is to get into the psyche of our fans, which is what I love. That's
you
why
do
I love,
love
doing this
to do
show.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The concept of, if we are indeed not going to be able to catch the Detroit Lions, which mathematically it is going to be tough. I don't want to fight that fight. But if that is the case, would you be content being at 5 seed and having to go play Detroit? I'd rather play Detroit with them coming off of a bye and going up there. That is where I want to be. So I would not sweat 1 second of being a 5 seed having to go to Detroit in that divisional round. I would be, if that's what we could sign up for right now on 11-11 of 2024 at a 10:55 a.m., I'm in. Sign me up.
Justin on Twitter with what I think is the smartest take I've seen on this topic.
Wow. Kudos to Justin.
Well, let's see if you agree with me. I don't feel better about them potentially winning the North, especially because of the lead the Lions have. But I do feel more confident that the Packers can beat either team next time they play. Well, I agree with. I'm on board with that.
Okay.
Right? They both showed some flaws over the weekend while the Packers weren't playing. But this gets into, and look, it's funny because you, as a former player, you would have never in a million years been doing what we're doing right now. But we're actually...
No, that's the beauty of it. And by the way, Micah Parsons shouldn't be doing that either. And this whole concept of players with podcasts in real time, if you're going to be any good at it, it's a terrible idea. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Terrible idea. Unless you're dating Taylor Swift and your brother's super funny and you can pull that off and make $100 million, go for it. But you better be on the back end of your career. Otherwise, any player that is doing – it was bad enough doing a radio show. Because then you got to get your guy
in the morning.
But it's different. It was different. This, what Mike is doing and some other players, hey, kudos to going out and getting you a little bread. No problem with that. But it is not a good thing for a locker room at all. And you are 100% right. I would be the antithesis of what I'm doing now when I'm in a locker room.
Because you're definitely not sitting in the locker room today at 11:15 when the media is allowed in and talking about how, well, boy, from the playoff perspective, if we don't win the division, I'd almost rather be the 7th seed than be the 5th seed if we have to play San Francisco on the road.
But I will tell you this. We would sit in the training room, and the schedules are up, and we would sit there and go over different playoff scenarios. So there is a talk show culture within locker rooms, but it stays in-house. You're not broadcasting it.
The irony
is especially when you're in a hot tub. Yeah. Especially when you're getting a soak. If you're getting a soak or a sauna, you're sitting in there and you're going to be chewing up, oh, what do you think of this? Oh, well, the Vikings didn't look very good. Like, that is part of the conversation. But, again, it's not podcastable.
All right. Tausch, tell us about Quick Trip so we can talk to the Cap Man about it.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are we going to have Waddle and Sylvie on this week, too? I sure hope so.
We'll pick. I'm fine with whomever, but yes, we always do. And you know what? We can get them some potatoes for their appearance because potatoes are for sale. Potatoes are for sale. And hopefully my wife, who I've been really pushing to make this salmon chowder. We got some leftover salmon from that great salmon fish off of this summer that we went. We made some salmon, got a little leftover, and I'm up for some chowder. Quick Trip's got that and all kinds of different deals. Got all the hearty recipes in mind. A 5-pound bag, not that fish, a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes. 99 cents for a 5-pound bag can't be right, but it is. Under a buck to get potatoes for all your holiday meals and cozy fall recipes. You buy it now and you perfect that recipe for the big day. How about Quick Trip's chicken deals? Perfect teammate for those russet potatoes. Whole chickens roasted on sale for $5.99 on Mondays. 8-piece chicken tenders or bone-in chicken on a special for $9.99 on Wednesdays. Or just grab a pack of hand-breaded jumbo tenders. But wait, there's more because there is always more at Quick Trip. Quickly, white bread, 99 cents a loaf. Tortilla shells, $1.99 a package. And Don's pizzas, 4 for $10. And, of course, don't forget dessert. Gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream, just $5.99 a pail. Download the Quick Rewards app. Order ahead. Earn points. Order all your favorites. Plus a pizza pie, take-home meals, take care of the payment. Just stop by, pick it up, or get it brought to you curbside. And a little something popped into my little deal today on my app. If you are a service member, and again, it's Veterans Day, thank you all for your service. Breakfast sandwich and a drink on the house over at Quick Trip today only on Veterans Day.
We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with David Kaplan of ESPN Chicago. Hopefully his connection to us is better than Matt Eberflus's to him. That kicks off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.